was Charlemagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Wednesday, November 20th, goes to Hollywood. In particular, culturally clueless Hollywood executives. There is a headline going around, and I had to cite sources to make sure this was a real story. And it is, because it came from the screenwriter for the new Harriet movie, Gregory Allen Howard. Okay, Gregory Allen Howard was talking about the struggles he faced trying to make the Harriet Tubman movie and how the climate in Hollywood was different back then. And from that conversation, this headline happened. A Hollywood executive. Everybody pay attention. Open your ears. I need you to listen. Mm-hmm. A Hollywood executive wanted Julia Roberts to play Harriet Tubman in the Harriet Tubman movie.
White Julia Roberts?
Man, yes.
Pretty woman?
Yes. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to ABC 7 for the report, please.
It has to do with the movie Harriet, which came out last month. It tells the story of anti-slavery crusader Harriet Tubman and stars actress Cynthia Erivo.
Easy now.
I'm gonna be free or die.
But when the film was first in development more than 25 years ago, another actress's name was in consideration. Gregory Allen Howard, the movie's scriptwriter, says one studio head said, quote, "This script is fantastic. Let's get Julia Roberts to play Harriet Tubman." When someone pointed out that Roberts couldn't be Harriet Tubman, the executive responded, "It was so long ago, no one's going to know the difference."
Still don't know who that executive was. Don't know if we ever will, but when talking about the episode, Allen says the climate in Hollywood was very different 25 years ago. Allen told the story in a Q&A posted by Focus Features, the studio behind Harriet.
Now, before we move on, Envy really bothered me with a question he just asked. You said black Julie.
I said white Julia Roberts.
Who's the black Julia Roberts?
I don't know. I thought maybe there was another Julia Roberts.
I'm just asking. It sounds like a common name. I'm like, did he know something? I don't know.
I'm just asking.
Was she on 21 Jump Street? That sounded like she could have been on 21 Jump Street.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, a culturally clueless Hollywood executive wanted Julia Roberts, whose ancestry consists of English, German, Swedish, Irish, Scottish, Welsh, and French, to play Harriet Tubman, whose grandmother arrived here on a slave ship from Africa. Okay, Harriet Tubman, who was born into slavery, whose parents were slaves. Dear Hollywood, just because Julia Roberts can play Vivian Ward in Pretty Woman doesn't mean she can play Harriet Tubman in Pretty Slave Woman. Okay, just because Julia Roberts can play Laura Burney in Sleeping with the Enemy doesn't mean she can play Harriet Tubman in a movie called Sleeping with the Enemy Against My Will because Master keep raping me. Okay, just because Julia Roberts can play Maggie Carpenter in Runaway Bride doesn't mean she can play Harriet Tubman in a movie called Guess What? Runaway Slave. All right. Sure. Julia Roberts can play Tess Ocean in Ocean's 11, but she can't play Harriet Tubman in a movie titled Atlantic Ocean 11, which is an origin story of how her grandmother got here. All right. This is why white people have to stop trying to tell other people's stories. Okay. White people can't tell black stories. And if you have an idea for a black story, go get a black creative to help you with it, to assist you with it. Hey, how about just to do it? All right. Same with men trying to tell women's stories, straight people trying to tell gay stories. You might have the idea, but go get somebody from that community to give it that realness, all right? So you don't make these kind of mistakes. White people in Hollywood do stuff like this all the time, by the way. Remember when Angelina Jolie played Marianne Pearl? She was a journalist for the Wall Street Journal who was of Afro-Cuban descent. Ben Affleck played Antonio J. Mendez, who was a Mexican-American CIA operative. Johnny Depp played Tonto from The Lone Ranger. Tonto was a Native American. Remember when Elizabeth Taylor played Cleopatra? Okay, this isn't a new thing for Hollywood. What's new is social media and us having the voice to call this kind of stuff out and people actually hear us, okay? What needs to happen is we need to find this executive's name and shame them, all right? They don't need to be fired or anything like that. They just need to be shamed and asked, how would you feel if someone was trying to revise your history? You have to make examples of people like this so other folks know not to make these same mistakes. Now, could Julia Roberts pull off the role of Harriet Tubman? Probably, but that just wouldn't be historically accurate, okay? Sadly, being a black slave in America is a unique experience, and we are still suffering from the trauma of that experience to this day. To this day, okay? That trauma of slavery was passed on to this generation. So the roles in Hollywood from, you know, that time should be passed on to this generation of black people too. And this is a prime example of minorities doing all the work and white people taking the credit for it. Period. Please give this culturally clueless executive in Hollywood the biggest hee-haw. Let Chelsea Handler give him the biggest hee-haw too.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Let Kathy Griffin give him the biggest hee-haw, too.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
And somebody out there... Somebody out there knows who that culturally clueless executive is, right? So even if you don't want to out him, just take this donkey today off YouTube and send it to his email today, okay?
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.